Have you ever noticed that when you're single, your married friends are always bragging about how great it is to be out of the dating pool? Like you're the one making the water inhabitable by taking a wee? But when you're married, your single pals are always so happy that they don't have to file joint taxes.
I think from the single perspective, I've always tried to convince myself that yes, this is great, I'm satisfied, I'm happy where I am right now.
I've actually been in a relationship and tried to convince myself that it was good to be in this relationship.
A study published in Psychological Sciences has found there's a reason why we convince ourselves and others that our relationship status is the best. Turns out, people who don't think their relationship status is going to change will idealize it in order to feel good about it. Yet those folks who don't feel trapped and are open to other possibilities don't rag on the relationship status of others. If you remember anything from Psych 101, this is called cognitive dissonance. It happens when you've made a choice that you're not completely satisfied with or that goes against your beliefs, but because you feel uncomfortable, it's easier to adapt your attitude so the choice fits. So basically, we convince ourselves our relationship status is for the best, no matter what it is, just so we feel better about ourselves.
Well, where were you? Where were you when I was doing this? I needed somebody to say, this is cognitive dissonance. Just break up with this person. You're obviously not happy.
I am so sorry. I am so sorry this study had not come out yet.
Here's how the researchers figured this out. Over 100 college students answered a survey about their current relationship status and whether or not they thought it would last. The students were then given info on another person who was either single or in a relationship. They were asked to write a few paragraphs about how they thought that person would spend Valentine's Day and whether they thought they'd be happier if their relationship status was different. Turns out, the students who didn't think their own relationship status would change made positive judgments about those who shared their status, but were negative about those who didn't.
It makes it sound like we as human beings are very narcissistic, where we have no real opinions about other people except how we really wish our own things were.
We're just projecting onto others what we would like to see or expect to see in our own selves.
However, the people in the study who thought their relationship status might change at some point, so for example, yeah, I'm married, but who knows if it'll last forever, or yeah, I'm single, but I'll meet someone soon. These people didn't look down on the person with the opposite relationship status.
Because they think they're going to end up in that status.
Yeah, that's right. They have hope, right? They're like, oh, maybe that'll be me one day.
The researchers concluded that this cognitive dissonance explains why single folks feel abandoned by their friends who couple up, and why when couples divorce, they often find themselves ignored by their married friends. So if you find yourself trying to convince your friends that being single is the way to be, maybe you're just afraid you'll be single for the rest of your life. And if you're constantly shoving your happy relationship down everyone's throats, maybe you need to loosen up and remember that nothing lasts forever. For CBC Radio, I'm Diana Francis.